How many owls would you have to see in a day before you became suspicious? Could you make it in the NBA if only you were allowed to use a gun? You're on a blind date. Would you rather your blind date throw up on you or steal your wallet? Who would win in a fight in a pitch black dark room? A guy with a pressure washer or a guy with a pocket knife?
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians, Zach and Old School Kurt, answer crazy would-you-rather questions. No Old School Kurt today, but I am joined with stand-up comic Jeff Nelson.
Kablow.
Thanks
What's
for joining
on?
Us again. Hopefully the GoPro stays on the whole episode this time.
Oh, was that... Did that happen?
Yeah, it cut out like two minutes in.
Man, I have GoPro
empathy, dude.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly, dude. I've been doing this business long enough.
Let's just dive right into this.
Okay, cool.
So, first question. Your wife's having a baby. You call for a taxi to get her to the hospital. It turns out it's the cash cab. Do you play on the way?
What's the cash cab?
The cash cab? You don't know what the cash cab is?
Is this a generational divide?
No,
just explain
this is like
to me.
The most popular TV show in like 2012, 2009 time.
Oh, you know what? I just had a laptop then, still do, didn't have television. So you're going to have to explain to me.
The cash cab driver. So basically it's a cash cab in New York. But when you get in it, all of a sudden lights turn on, disco lights, everything.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you're on the cash cab. And then you have to answer trivia questions. And every time you get a trivia question right, you get money. But if you get three questions wrong, he kicks you out on the side of the road wherever you're at.
So you're saying, do I take the cash cab and risk being stranded with my pregnant wife?
Or you win some money to pay some bills along the way.
I'm going to, oh my God. I'm just trying to think this hypothetical wife. It's really kind of up to her at that moment, but then she would just be like, just be a man and make a decision. I'm fucking pregnant, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to err on saying fuck off to the cash cab and just get her there in a timely fashion, because if it doesn't work, I mean, damn, this is tough.
I got in an Uber one time and he had snacks and Christmas lights and everything, and I was like, oh shit, are we in the cash cab?
And it was just a psychotic Uber.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, start asking me trivia questions. And he started asking me trivia questions that were hard as fuck, and I was like, thank goodness it wasn't the cash cab. I would have gotten kicked out.
Yeah, that's home. Interesting. Wow.
My Shark Tank idea is I want to start a cash cab TV show, bring it back, but I get in the taxi cab with the disco ball, all the lights and everything, and I'm like, surprise, you're in the cash cab.
Right.
And I ask the taxi driver questions, and if he gets three wrong, I jump out of the car.
Okay.
And then he doesn't get paid because I didn't make it to the destination.
Dang, man.
So see, he makes money. He has to answer him right to get me to the destination.
Yeah, this is why Uber has passenger ratings for sure. Because of this motherfucker.
All right, how many owls would you have to see in a day before you became suspicious?
You know, one of my exes, she lived in a neighborhood where there were owls, and it only took a couple. They're big. Yeah. They're fucking big. They're like this big, and they got big eyes, and they're always looking right at you. So, yeah, it only takes a couple before you're like, oh, I'm in a surveillance state. Like, this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, only a couple owls. One, really.
One, you're already kind of.
Yeah, one, I'm kind of freaking out, dude. I'm not used to owls.
All right, what about squirrels?
I walk through Cheeseman Park every day, and there's a lot of squirrels. And these squirrels, they square up.
It's their side
on
of
you.
Town.
Yeah, so it only took like one squirrel who like, and they walk up to you, man. They walk up and they're like, if there's a problem,
hey, give me your lunch,
right? And yeah, give me your lunch, dude. They're fucking crazy. Cheeseman Park squirrels, go, try it out. Walk down the trail. I think the first squirrel that was like, "What the fuck do you want to do?" like made me go like, okay, well, this is different.
All right, I'll take a different way home next time.
Yeah, yeah. My place on the, what is it? The animal, the chain, the, what is it?
On the animal kingdom?
No, it's like the...
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't know. On the totem pole.
Yeah, that one
totem. I'm below squirrels at this point.
For the Super Bowl, the Luxor Hotel, the giant pyramid.
Yeah.
Doritos is sponsoring it, and they turned it into a giant Dorito.
Okay.
So how long would it take you to eat that Dorito?
Dang. Is marijuana legal in Vegas?
Yeah, it is legal in
Okay,
Vegas.
Okay, yeah. If I'm baked, dude, I'm trying to get in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 100%. If I'm not high, I'll just let somebody else eat it. They need it more than I do, but...
I had some measurements on it to break down this question really far, but then the people went way too into it, and I was like, okay, I can't remember all that.
Oh, about how many square footage of Dorito we're talking
pyramid.
About here?
I looked up the pyramid size, and I was like, that's too much to remember. All right, you're on a blind date. Would you rather your blind date vomit on you or steal your wallet?
I think vomit, because, like, at least vomit if you want to. You could leverage that into a second date.
She takes you out and buys you dinner after.
Right, yeah, time. Exactly. I could get dinner out of that, man. But once my wallet's gone, oh, man.
It's a great love story. How did you and mom meet?
And also, it makes it very romantic. It's like a story you can tell till you're both, like, one of you is dead, like, to the kids, to the grandkids. You know, you always have that in the back pocket. But the wallet, man, I got to call, like, Chase and be like, ah, she took my card. Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to. That shit's a pain in the ass. But vomit, you can wipe off.
But if she vomits on me, the thing is I'm vomiting back on her, too, instantly. Oh. That's going to happen. Like, if I get thrown up on, I'm throwing up.
That's like The Exorcist, but with two. Just going. Have you seen that?
Yeah, like where, the scary movie.
Yeah, where they're just vomit. The priest is vomiting back on the possessed girl. And it's
then the waiter comes over to clean it, and she's vomiting on the table.
Dude, I love that. The cycle of, a chain reaction. Yeah.
But that, if she steals my wallet, then I'd have to steal her wallet, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a steal off.
The restroom becomes a save point. How does that affect your life? If you go in the restroom, you can save, like a game, like at a video game.
Yeah.
And then you can go back, restart from that point, or if you die, you respawn at that point.
Yeah, that would be clutch, man, because I pee all the time. So I would have so many save points.
Just ready to go.
For everything.
But could you imagine, like, you know, you work like a 9-to-5, you take a piss right before, and then at the end of the day, you get like hit by a bus on the way home. Boom, spawn back at work. You have to work a 9-to-5 again.
Dude, my game would be one of those, scared little bitches that saves every 10 minutes. That would be my video game if that was the case. Yeah, save point would be great for me. I pee a lot. Certain video games, they scar you, man. And like, then you, for the rest of your life, you save often. Dude, I used to play Resident Evil with no memory card. And
oh, that's reckless.
It was, and one time my buddy's older brother unplugged the game when we had gotten the farthest that we'd ever gotten. And I can tell you, doesn't that
you
hurt?
Feel that. Just
to, yeah, man.
That hurts me.
It was, it still fucks me up to think about it. So yeah, I'm a save guy.
That just reminds me of like playing Call of Duty Zombies, like with my friends online, and you know, you're on a high round, like round 50 or something. And then it's dinner time. So me and my brother got to go get dinner. So my friend has to train the zombies for 30 minutes.
He's like, God damn it. Been training these fucking zombies.
And I get back and I'm hitting the mystery box. He's like, and now you're hitting the mystery box?
If he's still your friend, bless his heart. Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather ducks or ants become carnivores and eat humans?
Oh, ducks for sure. I'm pro duck. Ants is already, they're already scary. And so for them to eat humans, it's just too much. Like a duck eating a person, it's like kind of, even if they ate a person, it'd still be kind of cute because it's a duck.
It'd be like a hawk going after like a baby, you know?
Hawks aren't very cute to me, but duck is like they're like a baby. It's like when a baby like shits on the floor, you're like, oh, it's still so cute. You know, duck eating a person, you're like, quack, you know, the sounds, everything about a duck. They only got two. If they waddle up to their prey and eat it, I think that's so adorable. So I'm duck all the way.
Do you know pelicans eat ducks?
No.
Like, they just swallow them whole.
Really? Man, fucking fuck you, pelicans, man.
We're
that's sick.
Anti-pelican podcast.
That's disgusting.
But they just swallow it whole. That scares me. That'd be my nightmare.
Getting swallowed whole? Yeah, you're getting slow. You're not even dead. You're just getting digested for like an hour.
Yeah. What if it was pelicans or ants? Which one would you rather be, carnivores and eat humans?
You know, I could stomp out some ants, but pelicans, they come out of the sky and they fuck you up. So I'm gonna go. I would want ants.
Go ants at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Choose your useless superpower. You can shapeshift, but it's random. So as soon as you shapeshift, if it's random, you can't shapeshift back to you. Or you're invincible, but you feel pain.
I guess I go invincible because I feel pain now anyway.
I mean, like, you get shot, it's just going to hurt like you got shot.
Well, you'll still be able to go to the hospital, man. I think I found a loophole in your logic here. I feel pain all the time, so what's the difference? I'll be invincible now.
Yeah, and the shapeshifting, that just seems a little too risky, honestly.
Yeah, you might shapeshift into, like, something you don't want to be.
Become
or a person you don't want to. Yeah, I don't know. You're a vacuum and then someone uses you indefinitely. I don't know about that, man. You're a chair. I'm a chair and people are sitting on me and then I don't know. I don't want to be sat on.
I think I would do the shapeshift still, but I wouldn't use it. That would be my way. Because being invincible, like, then you just live forever, you know? And that's sad too.
Yeah.
At that point. But then I get drunk one time and then I shapeshift.
That's funny. Yeah. So invincible, like you can't die no matter how much. So you'll get in a motorcycle accident. You'll still break all your bones. You'll still hurt, but you can't die.
It's pretty much like Deadpool.
I'm still going to go with invincibility. I can't risk, you know, what if I shapeshift into, I don't know, man, something I hate, like a... Like, I shapeshift into a pocket pussy, and now I'm just getting railed.
That would be the worst one to be at.
I mean, depending on, some people probably like that, and I'm not judging either way. I'm just saying I don't want to get railed.
That would definitely be there. That's like a Family Feud question. Or name the top five things that you wouldn't want to be shapeshifted into.
Pocket pussy might be up there for dudes, at least for straight dudes.
I think a chair would be definitely up there.
Or like a nail. I'm just always hit. You know what I mean? Or a drug dealer's front door. You know, I'm always getting battering rammed.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, or like...
Helen Keller. That would be a bad one. Have you ever rescued anything before?
Dog. Well, I mean, it wasn't dying, but it was like running down the street.
Like a stray dog?
Yeah, or it was a dog that got away from home.
Yeah.
I had it in my car, and it is cool, like, having a new dog in your car that's like, hey, what's going on? It's a fun...
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, it's a fun feeling, but then, yeah, you got to call the number on the tag, or you drive around and you look for someone who's like, what the fuck, you know? I think it might have been a phone number on the tag, and then, yeah. But that's a good feeling, because I know what that's like when your dog gets loose and you don't know where it's at. It sucks so bad, so, yeah.
That's good. A lot of times I ask that question, he'll just stare at me like, what the hell would I rescue?
Ah, man, if you see something bad happening and you have a power to stop and do something about it, fucking do something about it. You know, I'm not trying to be that be a good person t-shirt guy. I'm just saying, like, you know, don't drive by the fucking dog that's clearly lost. And there's been a lot of times where I stop and I'm like, hey, you good, dog? And the dog looks at me and he's like, yeah, you know, and runs away. At that point, you've done all you could. You know, I'm not chasing after that dog, but just saying, save a dog.
I actually just turned Amber Alerts off on my phone the other day. I was going through my notification settings. I saw it was a thing. Does that make me an asshole?
I will say this about Amber Alerts, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, and I don't know if he wants credit for this joke or not, so I'll just say it's not my joke, but he was like, he said Amber Alerts make me feel insecure because it just lets me know I don't know much about cars. You know what I'm saying? And because they're fucking stupid. Like, they have a written description of a car, and I'm like, I don't know, a 95 Pontiac whatever the fuck. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Like, and then he goes, just send a picture, you know, just send a picture.
That's
like
a good point.
It is a good point. If kids are being kidnapped and their fate is resting upon whether or not I work at a body shop. You know what I mean? Like, how much do we really care about these kids?
Make Amber Alerts great again.
It is crazy how far behind we are on Amber Alerts that I can't get a picture of the car. I can ask ChatGPT to make me a recipe out of these five ingredients, but I can't get a fucking picture to save a child's life, dude. Yeah. So anyway, like I said, not my premise, but wholeheartedly, it's an amazing point.
That's great. Is it bad, though, that I turned off Amber Alerts?
I mean, like I said, they're useless at this point. So what did you do? You turned off a useless alert. Have you ever been able to do something about an Amber Alert?
Exactly. That's my point. I'm just like, I'm not doing anything. It's just bugging me.
A 2004 Chevy Astro. To be fair, not many Astros out there. So that's one I would be like, okay. Honestly, even when I see an Astro without an Amber Alert, I'm still kind of like, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
Have you watched Saltburn?
I haven't watched Saltburn yet, but it seems to be, as a fellow comic said lately, the topic. It's the topic of the moment. I have not seen it. Like I said, comedies. I don't get my escapism from comedy, man. I want to watch like the seedy underworld or the mafia or whatever the fuck. Something that I can't access in everyday life. But I've heard there's a graveyard, this dude fucks a grave scene.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's cool. I'm down with bold choices in the movies. I want...
Apparently the actor, it was his decision. It wasn't even in
the
script.
Yeah, it was like improv.
He's like, I'm doing this.
He's just like, let me do something. Just roll the camera, and then I would love to be the camera guy just looking back at the director. Are we? Is this what we're? Are we doing this? Like, should I keep rolling? Director's like, keep going.
Yeah. Zoom in, zoom in. Yeah. Oh, okay, zoom all right.
Go. Director's like, oh, this is gold. Yeah.
Do you think you could make it in the NBA if only you were allowed to use a gun? Like, you can't shoot the players, but you can point it at them to intimidate them, and you can shoot the ball to, like, deflect it.
Yeah, if I can't shoot them, if this isn't going to be the beginning of, like, the last Boy Scout or whatever.
You're just going to be shaking with the gun?
Yeah, it has no advantage. Sooner or later, they're going to be in the huddle. Like, he can't shoot us.
He hasn't shot anybody all season. I'm just going for the dunk, guys. Let's see what happens.
Exactly. This guy is all bark, no bite. All clip, no bullet. No, I don't think I'm going to be able to. I think I'd be a good bench player with the gun. You know, I'd love to get those cleanup minutes. I don't know, man. I think they're going to figure me out sooner or later.
You can teleport, but there's a catch. You can teleport wherever you want, but you always spawn in front of a moving car. Okay. So if you can go to Italy, but then you're going to spawn on a street in Italy right in front of a car that's like 12 feet away coming at you.
Yeah.
Could be on the highway. Could be on a nice slow street. I don't know what cars are near. Or you can teleport only when blackout drunk.
Do I get to recover from my blackout at the place I just teleported to? Or
just anytime you want to teleport, you got to be blackout drunk. You get drunk, you're like, let's go.
Wherever your
drunk self goes, and then you wake up sober and you're like, oh.
I'm almost 42, man. So it's like, I don't really like getting that drunk anymore. But I also don't have the joints to be dodging cars.
You're like tucking and rolling every time you teleport.
Yeah, man. And if you teleport to like, dude, if you're on the Autobahn and shit, I mean, Jesus, dude, that's not enough time. Oh, God. I guess I'm going to go drunk. Anyway, shout out to Ryan Tricky. I blacked out at your bachelor party.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. Shout out him.
Thanks.
Choose your God tier superpower. So this superpower is useful, unlike the others. Okay. You have the power to summon one person a month. So you could summon anybody, like a celebrity, to say hi to you, or like a dentist to do work, or somebody to prove you're right in an argument.
Okay.
Or you always know exactly where every photo is in your camera roll. It's like if you want to show somebody something on your phone, you know where it is instantly. Yeah.
I don't know. This seems incredibly lopsided from the jump. If I want to trip acid for no reason, I can summon Jim Morrison. Or I can pull up, you know, my dick pic with a fucking... It just doesn't... Who cares, man? I can summon Tupac.
Now that I'm reading it out loud, I mean...
Yeah, man. You should feel silly.
I almost made it every other month.
Every other month, I still don't care. It doesn't take you that long to find pictures. Oh, I can summon Warren Buffett and say, where should I put my money? I can summon Ryan Gosling and he can sing that Ken song. I'm just Ken or whatever. He could sing that to me. Or I can find my cat pictures.
I think my mom would choose the
photo
one.
I could summon my grandmother and have one more dinner with her. Grandma, who's been deceased for over 10 years. I could have one more dinner. I could eat her ginger snaps. Okay? Or I can pull up these. Oh, man, I was in Spain. And we went to the... Who gives a fuck? I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. All right.
We'll workshop that question. We'll put it back to the shop. Just maybe think about that idea of the photos a little bit longer.
I could summon Alexander the Great, and I could ask him, how did you do it? Or the puppy photos.
That's what was in my mind. I'm like, my mom would choose that one instantly. She has hundreds of photos of her dog. If I could choose that one, one day.
Maybe in like 20 years when it's just a little difficult for me, cause I'll be like, oh, God, I would give anything to just find this picture.
One question with Old School Kurt. It'll be on screen now.
You're walking in a bad neighborhood and in a dark alley. Who would you rather have your back? The Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Nicolas Cage? Choose wisely.
Oh, geez, because Nicolas Cage is so hilarious, and I would just love to witness whatever interaction. I wish I could do a Nicolas Cage, just a group of people and it's their neighborhood. They're like, what the fuck are you doing here? You belong here? And Nicolas Cage is like, you know, that's not a Nick.
That's something
Cage,
he would do.
But he just pulls out his bad lieutenant port of call, New Orleans. Like, hey, man, hey, you got to rock, you know? I mean, if we're talking pure entertainment and negotiation skills, I'm going Nicolas Cage. If I'm talking protection, werewolf is going to jump out of nowhere and bite people.
That's just intimidating, too.
Yeah, man. I mean, werewolf, no one's going to see the werewolf attack. That's the nature of a werewolf.
Mr. Beast destroys your house, but it's okay because he bought you a new house. How do you react? Like, he just comes through your house with, like, a wrecking ball.
I've only watched a few of his videos, and I don't even know if I want to dog Mr. Beast because he has so many followers. And I would be genuinely annoyed, though. I'd be like, that's cool, Mr. Beast, but could you have told me that before? It's like, hey, I'm Mr. Beast. We're going to destroy homes and all the valuables and personal pictures and items and collectibles and heirlooms, but not to worry, okay? The showers have speakers in the ceiling.
We got you a new house, right, and it's in Ohio.
Oh, my God. I would tell him, what the fuck? There's not a house that big that could get me to live in Ohio.
That's a fight on site with Mr. Beast.
Yeah, dude. Congratulations, you have a mansion. I'm going to be like, what? Really? It's in Ohio. And if you live there and you love it, that's fine. I'm just saying it's not for me. Okay, here's your Cleveland mansion. I'd be like, fuck. I preferred the studio in Capitol Hill. I'm too, like, diplomatic to, like, ever get famous because I just don't want anyone to be mad at me. Yeah. All right? So, Mr. Beast, if you're out there and you wrecked my home, thanks, and I guess. And people from Ohio, I went to Cleveland. I visited the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I loved it. You get to see Prince's, like, suit from the Super Bowl performance, and it's, like, 5 feet tall, and it's cool.
All right, this next question. We asked you this one before, but, you know, our cameras didn't work. You're in a 10x10 dark room.
Yeah.
One person has a pressure washer. The other person has a pocket knife. Who wins in a fight?
Pressure washer. Pressure washer can fuck you up.
Just power alone?
I used to stain decks, and so we had to clean the deck with the pressure washer, and there's been a few times where, yeah, I've caught my foot, and it cuts. It
through the shoes?
I think there's been a few times where I was in sandals. I was in sandals, man. Dude, I was in my 20s, dude. We didn't give a fuck. So, yeah, it only takes one of those instances, because you're like, yeah, do I want to get my socks and shoes wet, or do I want to hurt myself and
take the risk?
100%. We never had the instinct to just wear water socks or whatever. So
those water shoes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I've cut my pressure washer is going to fuck anybody up, dude. Even if you had a sword, I would take pressure washer. You're not getting near me.
Pressure washer versus her.
Oh, dude, I will fuck you up with a pressure washer.
I'm just with the pressure washer just because I want to pick it up. Or, like, you know, the big, not the power thing. I want the big old pressure thing itself. I'm just going to clock you with that big metal device.
Oh, that's, you know.
You run at me with a knife. You try and stab me. Try and stab through this big-ass metal gas tank.
I guess. Have you ever used a pressure washer before?
Not a big one, but I've used some small ones. Small ones I can pick up. That's what I imagined.
Yeah, okay. I was talking like the big ones that I was using. Even if it was a pressure washer at a car wash, like, let's just set it there. You don't want to be on the other end of that.
Yeah, and being a dark room too, I mean, they're just running straight at you. They're not going to know to dodge the water where it's coming from. You just spray that straight ahead. You're in a 10x10 dark room.
Yeah. I mean, it also depends if this guy with a knife is skilled. If it's like a, you know, a knife expert, like if it's like the bride in Kill Bill, then fuck. I mean, pressure washer might not cut it. But yeah, I don't know. Pressure washer, dude.
Pressure washer.
Yeah.
That is all for this episode of the podcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. We're giving away a toaster at 10K subscribers on YouTube. So if you're listening on Spotify, check us out on YouTube. Anything you want to shout out?
Follow me on Jeff Nelson Comedy or at Jeff Nelson Comedy on Instagram. I perform here at Grandma's House about once a month. Look out for that. I love Grandma's House. And John, shout out to John. Other than that, be kind to each other. Why am I saying that's that? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Just be cool. Just be cool. Will you just be cool? That's all I want to say. Just be cool. Be chill, dude. All right.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.